Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Kuf Gimel, 503. The last mitzvah, the sixth mitzvah having to do with a king. We had the five previous mitzvahs, the Los Ases, and now we have the final mitzvah related to a king, and that is the Isser of the mitzvah of a king to write his own Sefer Torah. Again, we have the mitzvah of appointing a king, the Isser of having a ger being a king, then the Isurim related to the king of the can't have too many horses, too many wives, too much money. And today we have the mitzvah saseh of a king writing his Sefer Torah. Says the Torah, Vahaya, kishifto al kisei mamlachto, while the king is sitting on the throne of his malchus, v'kasav lo etz mishnah Torah azos al sefer, he has to write the mishnah Torah, he has to write another Torah al sefer, milifnei ha-kohanim halavayim, from in front of the kohanim halavayim. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Es mishnah haTorah. Rashi tells us shtei sifrei Torahs. He has to have two. Achas shehi munachas bebeis ganazav, one that stays in his storage house, ve'achas shenechnasas v'yotzes imo, and one that goes in and out with him. And Uncle says paschegen. Baruch Hashem, we'll get back to that, what that means. But that's Rashi. So this is a mitzvah that is beyond the regular mitzvah that every Jew has. That's mitzvah Taryag, mitzvah 613. Every Jew has to write a Sefer Torah, right? That is discussed at the end of the Torah. Says the Sefer Chinuch there in mitzvah Taryag, shetz tavinu lios l'kol ish mi Yisrael Sefer Torah. Every Jew has to have one. Im kasvo biyadar eza meshubach v'ne'ehav ma'od. If he writes one, it's praiseworthy and it is beloved. And if a person does not know how to write one, Mishi'ef shalo lichto biyado, yiskar mishi'ef shalo, hire someone to write. As the Pasuk says, kisvu lachem es hashira azos, v'lamdes b'nei Yisrael. That's the mitzvah on every Jew. But here we have the Pasuk that teaches me that a Kohen has to write one beyond the one that he has to have for his chiyuv as being a head yod. V'haysa imo v'karabo kol yimei chayav, and it should be with him and remain with him. He should read it all his days. L'man yomad liyira et Hashem alokav, so that he shall learn to fear God. L'shmar is called divrei haTorah azos, v'esachukim ha'ela la'asosam, to guard all of the Torah, so positively to give him yira shemayim, he always has the Torah with him. L'vilti rum l'vavo me'achav, so his heart does not get raised up, as we spoke about a couple of days ago, the Isser of Gaiva, Laman Yarach Yamim, so that he has Abrichas Yamim, his kingdom has Abrichas Yamim, Amal Malachto, who uvan of the care of Yisrael. So this is the mitzvah of a king writing a Sefer Torah. It is interesting, the Bali Musar point out, that if the Iker is, the king always has to have a Sefer Torah with him. He always has to take it with him wherever he goes to make sure that he doesn't get think of himself as too high, which Bezer will talk about soon in the Hashkafa. Why isn't the Chiyuv just that the king has to carry his one Sefer Torah with him? Why does he have to have one Bebeis Ganazav and one that he takes with him? Let him just have one that he takes with him, and that would be the Chiyuv. So Al Derech Drush, at least, the Bali Musar explained that if the king takes his Torah with him all the time, he takes it out to battle and he takes it to his political meetings and he takes it here and he takes it there, sometimes, figuratively, some of the letters get jaded, some of the ink fades, sometimes the principles that the king has with him when he's totally out in the world, some of the values get a little weaker. So every once in a while he has to take that Sefer Torah and compare it and go back to his Beis Ganazav, to his pure and pristine Torah, to make sure that the Torah is exactly how it is, that the values and the what he thinks is important is the same and hasn't changed over time, influenced by the culture that in which he finds himself. That's maybe why he doesn't just have one Torah that he takes with him wherever he goes. No, he has a Torah that he takes with him and a Torah that he has that he keeps at home to be able to compare it to whenever the need comes up. So this is the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. There are actually four different opinions. Does this mitzvah require of the king? The pashtus of the mitzvah, and this is what the Rambam says, is that he has to write an actual Sefer Torah. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah. It's interesting also. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of a king Sefer Torah in Hilchas Sefer Torah. He does not count it in Hilchos Melachim. He discusses it in Hilchos Melachim. But in the Koteret, in the title of the set of halachos which he has at the beginning of each halachos, he has the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah in Hilcha Sefer Torah. Says the Rambam, mitzvahs aseh al kol ish mi Yisrael lichtov Sefer Torah la'atzmo, sheneemar v'ata kisu lachem es hashira, v'yavu b'shinichalo avos of Sefer Torah mitzvah lakasvo mishalo. Right, he has to write that. But he also has the mitzvah of the writing of a Sefer Torah uniquely for the king. Says the Rambam here in the beginning of his Hilcha Sefer Torah. I'm reading now from the Koteret. Dalid, lichtov kol ish sefer Torah la'atzmo. Hey, lichtov ha-melech sefer sheni la'atzmo, kidei sheyiyu lo shnei sefrei Torah. Interesting that he has that on. Just tell me the mitzvah. I know. 1 + 1 = 2. The Rambam has to say, so you have a second Sefer Torah. Maybe we'll get back to that lashon in a couple of minutes. But either way, the Rambam is clear that the mitzvah is to write an entire Sefer Torah. He should have two Sefer Torah. But if you look in the other Mefarshim, it's not 100% clear. There is a psikta. A psikta zutrasa, it's also quoted by the Gra and Adaras Eliyahu, that the second Sefer Torah is only Mishneh Torah, only Sefer Dvarim. After all, that's what the king is going to have to read by Hakel. That's functionally what he will need, and that's what it means. So that's the day I found also in the Midrashim, and the Gra quotes it in Adaras Eliyahu again, as Mishneh Torah, zu Mishneh Torah, me'ela hadvarim. That's number two. Number three, another day that's quoted in the Bali Atosfas. Again, this is all in the Rishonim, in the Midrashim. The Bali Atosfas on Chumash, in the Das Akedim, quotes, what does it mean that he should take it with him? The Bali Atosfas say this following Pshat, because it's, do you think the Melech has to carry Sefer Torah wherever he goes? That's very heavy. Even if you have a small Sefer Torah, it's hard to carry a Sefer Torah wherever he goes into battle, into this, into that, he goes to eat. How does he carry such a heavy Sefer Torah around? And additionally, the Gemara in Sanhedrin even talks about that he could hang it, Tola Bizro, on his arm. How do you hang something on your arm? Says the Bali Atosfos, you know what it means? Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros is the Chiyuv that is a representation of Kol HaTorah Kula. Ta'kavana Eina Ela Aseres HaDibros Avshim Apazim Mavur Shekosev Mishneh Torah. That's the Bali Atosfos in Dvarim right here in Perek Yud Zayin. So that is an unbelievable Shita. Aseres HaDibros is all that has to be written. And you know what? It's not only the Bali Atosfos. There are many sources. Again, it's not for now to have a whole shiur on this. But many sources give us the impression that the Aseres HaDibros is a representation of Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, it could be that that's what the Torah has in mind here. Rashi quotes this. Rashi in Parshat Mishpatim. Rashi quotes this from Rav Sadia Gaon. Kol Sheish Meos Vishlosh Esrei Mitzvos Bichlal Aseres HaDibrosein. All 613 are included. For Rabbeinu Sadia Piresh Ba'azharos Sheyisei Lechol Dibur V'Dibur Mitzvos HaTul Yosvo. And Rabbi Sadia explains it. I'm not sure, but that could be the only time in Rashi El HaTorah that he quotes Rav Sadia Gaon. But it's right there in Perach Avdalin, Pasuk Yud Beis. But we have that. There's a Yerushalmi in Masechta Shkalim that compares the Luchos. Every one of the Aseres HaDibros is like a big wave. And between every big wave, there are a lot of little waves. So too, between every one of the Dibros included is are all of the other Dibros. And it's one of the Ksava Kabbalah writes, if you don't say this, that the Aseres HaDibros represent all of the Torah, so what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? What was he doing for so long? There was Matan Torah, then he was up there for 40 days, then he comes down with the Luchos. It took 40 days for Moshe Rabbeinu to learn everything that it says on the Luchos, even if you want to say those mitzvahs to the depths of the depths. What, those, only those 10, or even if there are 15 mitzvos, says the Ksava Kabbalah, no, it must be that those represent Kol HaTorah Kula. Ki Aseres HaDvarim Ha'ela Heima Dibros HaKololim Tachteyem Pratim Uprati Pratim Le'ein Mispar Ukamoshu Mukuval Biyadenu Min HaKabbalah Amita Shem Kolim Kol Tariyag Mitzvos HaKsuvim Lefaneinu B'Torah, says the Ksava Kabbalah, that is what is included, because that's what it took Moshe Rabbeinu to learn. Again, the Medrash says that there are 620 words in the Aseres HaDibros. 613 plus the 7, either Mitzvos D'Rabbanan or Sheishes Yimei Breishis. Right, either way, the Medrash in Parshas Naso has a couple of suggestions about that. Either way, this is idea number 3 from the Bali Atosvos, that the mitzvah is not the whole Torah, and it's not even Sefer Dvarim, it's the Aseres HaDibros. A fourth and final pshat is said over by the Rishash. Rishash in the Achron and the Rishash in Sanhedrin. On that Gemara and Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez, he says, based on a problem of the Isser of not hanging a Sefer Torah, and it says there that the king hung it, he says, Lule demistafina, hayisi omer, if I wasn't scared, I would suggest that the Sefer Torah is not a real Sefer Torah. It's not a full Sefer Torah. Rather, it's a list, it's a summary. It's a list of mitzvahs. It's a Sefer HaMitzvos, says the Rishash. That's what it is. And he says, where do I know this from? The Unkelis. What does the Unkelis say on Mishneh Torah? Pashegen. Pashegen. What does Pashegen Araisa mean? That means summary. Torah for Inyan. And he says, continues, Kasha Adavar Lishmoa, Shasefer Torah Shlema, Deshir Erkov Akev Avav Tachim, Yisa HaMelech Mazro Tamid. He's always going to carry it around. So says the Rishash, I think it was Sefer HaMitzvah. So four different Pshatim in the Mefarshim. Three rooted in early sources. The Rishash is the Luli de Mastafina in later sources that the mitzvah is just to write a book of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and that's what he has to carry around, and that's what he constantly has to remember, that what will inspire him and what will keep him on the straight and the narrow is to always focus on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So now let's get into the Sefer HaChinuch himself regarding this mitzvah. So mitzvah ala melech, lichtov Sefer Torah, Yisrael Shar B'nei Yisrael. Good. She mitzvah ala melech, sheyiel Yisrael lichtov Sefer Torah, miyuchad lo, mitzad hamelucha, shetim o tamid. It should always be with him. V'yikra bo, and he should read it. Milvad Sefer Torah acher, she mitzvah lo v'kasvo, kechol echam Yisrael. Besides the Torah that he has to write, just being a Jew, by being a hedyot, this is a separate one. Kamo shenitlo b'mitzvah achrona, she b'sefer be'ezras Hashem. So be'ezras Hashem that I will talk about more when we get up to it. V'alzeh ne'emar, this is the pasuk here, v'kasav lo, es mishneh ha-Torah hazos. You have to write this Sefer Torah, which will be a Mishnah. Misharshia mitzvah. What is the shorish? What's the mashkafa behind the mitzvah? Again, we alluded to this already somewhat, but let's now flesh it out. Lefisha ha-melech b'rishuz atzmo. The melech has his own unique authority. Lo yatzi veyu adam al ma'isav lo yigarbo. Nobody could rebuke him. Nobody could say no to him. U'b'shevet piv yakeh artso. U'b'ruach svasav yamis mishayirso b'chalamo. He could take whatever he wants. He could take your properties. He could take your fields. He could take your children. Alkein be'emes, because he has such elastic power, we need a balance. Be'emes sarach shmira gedola v'zichron tov. We need a great guard and reminder. Ya'amo negdo yabidei lav tamid, laman yichboshes yitzro, v'yateli bol yotzro, to keep himself to his Yetzer Tov, and to his Yotzer, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says in the Gemara. Yotzei la'molchama v'sefer Torah imo. Goes out to war, he has it with him. Yoshev adin v'hu imo. Mesav lecho v'kenegdo. It's constantly with him. Klal advarim, shalohaya zoz mineged enav, elo ba'eshu nisrach l'nekavav, o nichras l'merchatz. Unless he's in the bathroom or in the shower, the Torah is with him constantly. It's always to keep him. And this is expressed by the Ran. The Ran in the Drashas Aran in Drosh Yud Aleph, where he's talking about what is a melech? What is a shofet? What are the differences? He says they're the same idea. Ulafisha koach melech gadol, because the king, the power of a king is strong. Einenu meshubad l'mishpatei haTorah kamo haShofet. He's not held back like a shofet is to the normal rules of the Torah. V'imlo, right, and this was the change that happened from Shmuel to Shaul. V'imlo yesh shalem b'yiras elokav, if he won't have full, complete, perfect yiras Hashem, yavo lahafriz alamidos, he might go overboard. Yoser b'mashi yischayev l'tikun haklal, more than what he is allowed to do, which is purely l'tzarech l'klal. Tziveu shiyasev etara imo tamid, he's told to help to keep him in check, to have a Sefer Torah with him always. Yirtzeh bazeh al mitzvah satorah bechlal, im yivato shum mitzvah letzorach tikun zmano, lo tia kavanaso lavar al devrei Torah klal. It should never be for his own personal, but it should be purely l'shem shamayim. And he has to realize, the Chidoran continues beautifully, that the malchus is not something inherent to him. There's only one inherent melech, and that's the melech hakavod. Mi uzeh melech hakavod, hu melech hakavod selah. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malchus is, in his words, a nenu davar davik la melech. It doesn't stick to the king. It's not an inherent part of the malchus. Avalu davar nitan elav me'es Hashem yisparach. It was given to him. O me'es ha'am, and also from the people. Lutzarach tikun ha'am, o lutzarach tikun atzmo. Avahu toar nosaf alav. Lutzarach tikun haklal. V'lachin ein roi lemelach sheyir atzmo moshel v'shalit ala'am. He shouldn't see himself as anybody greater. Aval ke'eved alayem. Right, he is a public servant. Yes, he has to hold himself above. We spoke in the past couple of mitzvahs about David versus Shaul. Yes, he has to hold himself and rule over the Am, but never take himself so seriously. As we've said in the past, he should take his position seriously, but he should never take himself seriously. And that's what this mitzvah is, to counter, to have the balance of always having him have the Sefer Torah with him and remind him what he's there for. The Kamozi Shal Rav also quotes that this is maybe even alluded to in one letter in the Torah. The Pasuk says to introduce this mitzvah, v'haya kishivto al kisei mamlachto, while he's sitting on the kisei malchus, v'kasavos mishnah Torah. He asks, why does it say kishivto? and not Bishivto. After all, we darshin, the Chazal darshin in Esther Rabbah, Kisheves HaMelech HaChashveros. What is Kisheves instead of Bisheves? Because it wasn't a Kavua Yeshiva. Yeshiva Sheini Yeshiva. But Yeshivas and Shalai Yisrael Yeshivas. That's why Bisheves would make it sound like Kavua. Kisheves is very teetering, right? It's not Kavua. And that was Achashverosh also. That's why it says Kisheves. So why did it say Kisheves here by our kings? The answer is that he quotes this from someone who heard it from someone who heard it from the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is not in the Minchas Chinuch, but the Minchas Chinuch must have given a shir. And he said this, that the way of kings normally, Drachim Shal Malachim Hi, Shebetchilas Malchusa Misnagim Ba'Nava, the beginning of their Malchus, they usually act humble, V'acharkach, and as they continue, they raise themselves up higher and higher, K'shachol, K'chol, Shachol, Efazman, Him Mitka'im, Yoter, V'Yoter, and that's why the Torah comes along and says, if he has a Sefer Torah, he will constantly keep the mentality of Kishivto. It's a yeshiva that's not kavua. It's a yeshiva she'en yeshiva, and that will help him levilti rum levavo me'echav. So he doesn't raise himself up amongst the people. One final point related to this, and that is in the Ksav Sofer here, he says, how do you read the Psukim? He has a second Sefer Torah, because there were really two ways that you could rule people. Either with an iron fist and scream and call and force. That's one way you're going to be a ruler. But the other way, and that's Jewish rulers and Jewish rabbanim and leaders of our people, it's the people that run away from Kavod. The people who act in such a way that they're totally committed to a halacha and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, memela they become leaders. And not that they're running after leaders, but memela they become leaders. If that's the case, that's how they became, that's how we should become leaders. The melech should have it. Laman yomad liyira, and it's because of the Limud and Yirat Shamayim, Levilti Rum Levavo. So he doesn't have to use the other ways. He doesn't have to use the ways by force to rule over. Rather, he should rule using the Yirat Shamayim that he is able to inculcate. Okay, a couple of other details regarding the mitzvah. Midini mitzvah. Some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Number one is the Tosefta. There's a Tosefta. The Menachas Chana quotes it here in Oz Beis that says, V'kasav lo shetehiksuva lishmo. That's to be written for him. So it sounds like it has to be written lishma, just like a get has to be written lishma. And other documents, says the Nitziv, don't take it so seriously. Eina pirish lo lishmo, kemosh arnim befarshim beget isha, bekasav lo lishma. Shemuchra chasofer lachavein lishma. That doesn't mean that here. It means like kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. Right for you, doesn't mean everybody needs, but for you to use. So to hear, lo, it means for him to use. Shehu yitzaveh lichtov, velo sheyichtov dafka ba'atzmo. He doesn't have to write it. It doesn't have to be lishma. No, it doesn't mean that. It means just that the king should have it written down. And the Lemaisa, that's what we seem to paskin. The Rambam doesn't quote it, that it has to be written actually lishma. Number one. Number two, the Birchas Chinuch notes that there is a difficult Rambam that the Kesef Mishnah already points out. The Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, when he talks about this mitzvah, Be'eshi Yashav HaMelech al Kisei Malchuso, Kosev lo Sefer is Torah Lishmo, Yeser al HaSefer Shenichal HaVosav. Besides the one that he yashed from his forefathers, he has to write another Sefer Torah. And Magio mi Sefer Azar, and he has to copy it from the one in the Azar. It has to be a perfect Torah. Asks the Kesef Mishnah, asks all the Achronim on the Rambam, I don't understand. The halacha is that your mitzvah as a hedyot, right? Mitzvah Taryag, the mitzvah that's upon every Jew. If you yashin a Torah from your parents, that's not good enough. You have to write your own Torah. Sheinichalu avosav yuna yotze. So what is the Rambam talking about? That besides the one that his parents left him, he has to write another one. No, the first one, which is his chiyuv that he has in common with the hedyot, you can't use that. Sheinichalu meavosav. So says the Kesef Mishnah, you know what it seems like from the Rambam? That only, the rule is, that only a hedyot has the chiyuv, and he cannot rely on sheinichalu meavosav. And it sounds like for the Rambam, for whatever reason, that if somehow he did not fulfill his mitzvah yet, his personal mitzvah, until he becomes king, so then he's allowed to use a hinichalo avosav for the first one. Not only second one has to be written. That's what it sounds like. And the Emek Bracha and all the other Achronim decided to wonder, why is this? This is the Kesef Mishnah suggestion, but it's the Pashas of the Rambam. So why is this? Says the Emek Bracha. I'm just going to throw in one other question. Actually, first say the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha says, you see from here that the step one, the chiyuv of a regular Sefer Torah that a king has, that he shares, in quotes, with the rest of Am Yisrael, is not true. He doesn't share it. His chiyuv is to write a second Sefer Torah. The first Sefer Torah, you're right, when he was a head yod, he had a chiyuv to write one Torah. The second he becomes a king, that chiyuv totally changes. He no longer has a chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah as a hedyot and a chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah as a king. He has a chiyuv to have a Sefer Torah so that he will be able to write a second Sefer Torah as a king. The first Torah is more of what we would call a hechi timsi. It just has to be there in order for him to write a Mishnah Torah. And that's what the Rambam keeps emphasizing in Sefer HaMitzvahs, so that he has two. The emphasis is the second one to parallel. And it's even pointed out that just read the Rambam, that the Rambam, fascinatingly, has these two mitzvahs next to each other in the mitzvahs asay, mitzvah 19 and mitzvah 17 and 18. Mitzvah 17 is the chiyuv of a king. And mitzvah 18 is the chiyuv on everybody else. That's a somewhat of an unusual order. First you should write the chiyuv for all Jews, and then write the chiyuv of a king. Maybe it's to emphasize, why did he put the king first? Because it's not just a build off. He has this, and he also has another one. No. Once he becomes a king, then the first one is totally different. And that's why you can have a difference in halacha. Hinichalo avosav is good enough for a king, for the first Torah, but it's not good enough for a hedyot. Finishing up, the Sefer HaChinuch says, this mitzvah is only on a king, obviously. There is one other Rambam I wanted to read that it's unclear exactly where the Rambam gets this from. It's based on a Gemara, but it's still the Rambam is saying it in his own way. Paragimel halacha hey. Hamelech aser lishtos erach shechros. A king is not allowed to get drunk. Ela yia osek batora ubitzarche Yisrael bayom avalayla. He has to be osek and be involved in Klal Yisrael day and night. Shenemar, and he quotes the pasuk from this mitzvah. V'haisa imo v'karabo kol yemei chayav. That somehow says he has to be Osik B'Torah and Tzarchi Yisrael. Osik B'Torah, fine, but also Tzarchi Yisrael. You also learn that out from this pasuk. V'kar bo kol yemei chayev. Somehow learning Torah will teach him that if he has to be Osik in Klal Yisrael, kol chayev, that's the proper mentality of a king. And so it's only noeg to a king. Rav Pinkus just ends off, and we'll end off with this, and that is, obviously, man malchi rabbanon. We can take the message of the king always has to have the Torah with him. We are mamlechas kohen in v'goy kadosh. We all have to take the Torah with us wherever we go. We can't leave it at home, wherever we go, except even in the bathroom, one might add. Right, there are halachas. But at least not, we have to make sure that we take the Torah with us wherever we go, man malchi rabbanon, and we all have to be a malachas kohanim v'gai kadosh. Okay, we finished the six mitzvahs related to a king. But next time we get into a couple of mitzvahs related to Leviim and Kohanim, a couple of mitzvahs hatulis ba'aretz coming up, Beth Hashem, in the next time.